Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John, and today I have Matt from Bonjoro. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Sarah. Great to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about Bonjoro, what the company is, when and how, and maybe why you got started?
Yeah, for sure. So maybe I'll tell you the story of how we started it, which kind of explains what it is as well. So I'm from the UK originally, but I live in Australia. Been here for 10 years. And if you work in Sydney, I would take a ferry to work. So I used to take a boat that would go from where I lived across and come past the Opera House and go into the harbor. And about 4 years ago, we were running a small startup agency. So there were three of us based in Australia, but all of our clients were large agencies and large FMCG clients who would be based in London, New York, and Paris, because those are kind of headquarters of those companies. And Australia, wonderful place to live. Nothing's really happening here. It's kind of like the way. So we have all these leads that would come in, and they would be coming in when we were asleep. So we'd have inquiries come in, and we'd be asleep, being in Australia on the other side of the world. So we couldn't hop on calls and call them back. And obviously, timing is important, yeah, to get leads over and to get demos booked, etc. So we would do the whole drip email thing. We weren't great at it. We weren't really writers. Pretty good in person with people, and a pretty good offering, you know, and a pretty good brand and kind of positioning. So I thought, you know what, why don't we try and get that on up front? And so we started to record videos for every single lead that came in. So I would get a list of leads that evening. And it wasn't huge. We'd have about 10 leads a night. And I would get their name. I would get their company. We'd do a bit of research on who they were. So I'd see that John Oliver signed up from Ogilvy in London. I'd see that he worked on the Budweiser account and that he'd worked on with Known as well and whatever else. And then I wait until I went past the Opera House on this boat, and I pull out my phone and I do a video for John. I'd be like, hey, John, this is Matt here. Obviously, I'm not in London. I'm in Australia. Here's the Opera House. Saw you came down into our white paper, you know, and great to connect with you. I actually worked on the Budweiser account. I've worked with X, Y, and Z. Obviously, I'm in Australia, but I will actually be in London in 3 weeks' time. Why don't I come in and, you know, pitch you and the team and kind of show you what we do? And we'd bundle that up and we'd send that to him. So the first piece of communication he'd ever get would be a video of me on this boat with the wind in my hair. 6 a.m, half asleep. And they definitely were not, I guess, kind of high definition, like makeup worthy videos. They were me half asleep. And we, however, tripled our response rate overnight. And as a result, we tripled our demos, and then we tripled the business from doing this. And it wasn't so much the video or the pitch, because a lot of people would reply and they say, you know, it's so windy, I can hardly hear what you're saying, but this is hilarious. And they just loved the fact that we stopped for, you know, 30 seconds and actually recognized them and said, welcome, you know, and then and got in touch. And obviously our personality kind of came through as well. And they were creative agencies, so they liked the fact there was a bit of creativity in there. But it worked really well. I guess, long story short, one of those, well, I was in a meeting and they're like, so this video email thing, can we use it? And I was like, sure. And so we spent a Friday with a couple of beers, me and my co-founder at the time. And we made it so that they could sign up and try it out. And they started using it. And we didn't think much of it until one of their customers came in. They were like, oh, can we use it too? We put them on board. And then it kind of just started snowballing. And it overtook the original business in like 12 months to where it is today, where we've got a team in 6 countries in about 3 years. So it was a happy accident. And the product today, it's literally that same core concept. So it's at certain points on a customer funnel, sending personalized videos to either convert more leads, activate more customers, drive reviews and referrals. It's a bit more complex where it plugs into, if you use a CRM or a mailing list, so MailChimp, Salesforce, ActiveCampaign, even Patreon, Shopify. And by plugging in, you can automatically give you a notification whenever you get a new lead or a customer performs action. So you can send a video, you know, within the hour, and make an amazing, I guess, first impression or second impression if you're using it later on in the funnel.
Well, I first heard about you from, I got one from Chris Ducker or someone on his team. And I think when I joined the Upreneur Academy, I want to say I got one from Pat Flynn at one point, someone on his team, but I could be wrong. Anyway, and I'm just like, this thing is really cool. Basically, it's video and an email, and then you can even respond to it. So I've been trying to figure out a way that I can implement that in my own business. What different types of businesses have you seen use Bonjoro?
Yeah, so bear in mind, we kind of fell into this and we're like, okay, you know, like we didn't have a grand plan for who would use this. it's been very surprising, and it's just the, I guess, the breadth of businesses that use it. I guess if you had to kind of like bucket people in, we have a lot of solopreneurs and creatives, and then we have SMBs, and then we have agencies, and then some large kind of more enterprise clients. In terms of industry, like literally everything from automotive to real estate to chiropractors, wealth managers, SaaS companies, e-commerce, people raising money on Patreon. We do a lot of big charities as well who are using it to thank donors and to do donor engagements. It's not so much the industry. I guess it's where the one thing that ties everyone together, I'd say, is probably like a culture or brand piece where they're a company who is willing to put time into leads and customers, where they believe that a bit of time will make a big difference. Obviously, in services industries like consultancies, et cetera, then, you know, they are an industry where obviously the relationship side is already part of what they do. This helps make generally a best first impression, obviously compete with competition there. Interestingly, on the other side, things like SaaS and e-commerce are industries where personal relationship side is normally not done. And therefore, the companies that use it works because they're probably the only people in their field taking the time with customers. And again, it's not so much the video. And obviously, the video is the medium and it's the most transparent way of getting, it's very hard to fake this. People know you're real. It's, you know, there's a whole trust thing that comes in. But again, it's the fact that you as a company are willing to stop for a minute and acknowledge someone. And when someone like, obviously like Chris Ducker does this, and Pat Flynn does use it as well, it kind of blows people away because people are like, this is something different. Yeah, like this person actually cares, you know, and they're willing to take this time. And that's what it's all about.
So basically you can integrate with several different, I guess 1,000 tools is what your website says. And so when you integrate, how does that work? It just alerts you when you get a new lead, a new sale, a new anything?
Yeah, so it fires off what we call triggers. Those of you that might have used something like Zapier, similar concept. When you plug into Zapier, so if you set a trigger, which could be very simple, like the easiest one could be a new lead comes into your funnel, or a new lead downloads a playbook. That comes in, your CRM, whatever you're using. We have a bunch of direct integrations as well, will fire into Bonjoro and say, hey, look, you've got a new lead. We pull in information of that lead with it. So when you go to record your video, we actually show you information from your CRM. So you can see that John, he lives in Atlanta. He works for Mixmax. He's done X, Y, and Z probably in your funnel, but hasn't done the next step. And so when you send the video, you can say, hey, John, I saw you sign up from Atlanta with Mixmax. I see you've done this. What I really suggest you go and do is this next step. And then you can include the link on the video. So it's very specific, trying to drive people towards actions. Again, that trigger is up to you. So it could be that somebody that you haven't heard from a customer in 8 weeks. And so you're checking in to see if they're okay. It could be that somebody is at risk of churning because you haven't heard from them in 3 months. It could be that someone's hit their annual subscription rollover and you want to say, thank you for being with us for a year. If it's a donor, it could be around campaigns. So you could just be doing a drive for like 1 month where you're reaching out to all donors and saying, here's what we've done with your money over the last, you know, 12 months. Obviously, the drive there is to get more donations in. So when you send it, is up to you. We have a playbook where we went and interviewed about 30 of our, I guess, most successful customers across a pretty broad range of industries. And we got them to basically tell us exactly how they use it, what their triggers are, what they say, what subject lines they use. It's literally like 30 try and test methods, like use it as a basis and then really want to experiment because no company's the same, no funnel is the same.
Yeah, I saw something on the website about video funnels. So is that kind of what you're talking about, where it keeps track of where a customer is and what they have or haven't done? And so then you can send a new video based on that with a new call to action, basically?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, like, and you get as complicated as you like, or you can start really simple. Like at the end of the day, as long as you're saying their name, it already has a big impact. And so if you're a business that's getting started, I wouldn't worry too much. Obviously, yeah, the reason you're sending these, there is a reason, and it's to drive a lead or a customer to the next step on your funnel. So be that to book a call, to have a meeting, to go and do something in your product, to leave a review. Again, there's a reason you're doing this. So you can get smarter around it in what you ask for and what links you include. But ultimately, if you're doing it, if you're just saying thanks and say your name, people will stay with you longer and they will talk about you and they are more likely to convert anyway.
And I'm trying to remember from those emails that I did get from Chris Ducker and Pat Flynn, there was obviously something within the subject line that caught my attention that I actually opened it, because I get so many emails, I don't even open all of them. And so I'm trying to remember, is there like a standard subject line, or I guess probably each person can change that. Does it maybe say something like there's a video inside or video for you or something like that?
Yeah, look, you can change the subject line and you can change it for each. We have templates so you can try different subject lines. Things that work really well are saying something like, here's a video I recorded just for you, or here's a video message brackets, yes, we record every single one personally for you. There is an animated GIF taken from the video in the email. So if you're using something like Outlook and stuff and it opens up, you actually see like a picture, like a little 2 second GIF of the person waving as well. So that does inspire people to click in as well. But like, test subject lines, try different things. These are not, one thing is I would say is these are not used as cold sales. So we don't suggest people use it for outbound sales. And to be honest, outbound doesn't, I'd say if you're doing these, they probably convert slightly better than the normal cold outbound emails. However, normal cold outbound emails convert terribly. So if you have to put this much time in, it's probably not worth your time. So I think, yeah, really this is being used at the minimum as a second step on the funnel. So there is some recognition there. You know, people are coming in. So it's not, again, it's not cold. It's not unrequested as such. So that does, I mean, the average open rates on video sent are around 70 to 80%. Obviously that's an average. So some people will be lower. Some people, like I've seen people get like 98%. I have no idea how, but they do it. So it depends on, again, very much on use case, where in the funnel, but these are generally, again, they're generally done at a second step or beyond.
And then the email address that's coming from, I mean, I guess y'all send it out. So I wouldn't have to necessarily integrate with my email marketing platform because you send it out directly through your platform. Is that how that works?
Yeah, so there's actually a couple of ways you can use it. So we can do it directly through ours. We do hook up to your email address. So if you hook it up, it will come to your domain. We do have a Chrome extension, which allows you to do screen recording and allows you to do videos that you can save. So if you do want to use video in a, like in an email marketing campaign that goes out to a bunch of people, you can use a tool, like we have a tool for that as well. Obviously that's not personalized, but it's quite useful. And there's an argument, you don't always need to go one-to-one. There's an argument for the idea of a raw uncut video regardless, because again, it's a transparency thing. It's getting who you are. They're not HD video that lives in your site forever. But again, doing things like updates with existing clients, like is a good practice to get into. You know, checking in and saying, hey, look, this is what's happening this month. This is what we thought we'd do. That stuff works really well, especially if it's from you personally.
So is there an option when someone receives that to share that video to their social media? Like, so-and-so sent me this Bonjuro and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, so you can turn sharing on and off. So obviously, if you want this to be private, yeah, if you're a CPA or whatever, then keep them private. But there is sharing options if you want to. You will see that people will share these out. So Twitter is generally where they get shared. We have sharing links for other places. But then again, if you're doing customer service excellence, people will share it and be like, this is amazing. Like, this is why people, like this is how customer service should be done. Now, obviously, if you get that, it's a pretty good thing to put up on your website and to kind of, you know, bring you in more leads as well. So yeah, like it'll happen if you allow it, for sure.
So they can share it. And then you could even share it is what you're saying. Like you could add it to your website. This kind of reminds me, have you heard of Jay Baer and his book Talk Triggers?
Yeah, I've talked to Jay Baer.
I bet he uses this because it seems like one of those things that does get people to talk.
The number one thing, yeah, like honestly, the best thing you can get out of this is starting a conversation. You know, if you can start more conversations and you're good at what you do and you have a solid bit, ultimately the conversations turn to clients. Like that's it, yeah. So as long as you have the time to put input into that, it's about sparking people. And if someone's got stuck or someone doesn't understand something, getting them back in. And rather than just getting them to bounce away, get them to say, hey, I need help.
So when it includes a call to action, that's just you put in a link and it creates a button, or how does that work?
Yep, so it's just a button on the video. So again, the advice here is as you start to get better at these, not all customers are the same. So one example is that we use this, so we eat our own dog food, we use it with our leads. Now, if someone comes in and they've got all their setup done and sent a bunch of videos, you know, within the first hour and got going, then we'll be like, hey, look, make sure you read our video finals playbook, because strategically it's great for inspiration. If someone signed up and done nothing, then the call to action is, hey, here's a link which shows you how to send your first video in case you got stuck there. And if you need help, you can hit reply and let me know. So we would use different links depending on what that customer's done to lead different people to the next step on the funnel.
And then the recipient can actually reply. Can they reply with a video message themselves or just by text?
So we're just doing that now soon.
Oh.
Soon. Yeah. So text at the moment. I mean, text is generally the thing. You will get some replies by video, but it's not a common thing. Mm-hmm. Depends a little bit on your industry. Like if you're e-commerce, you're probably not going to get people replying on video, to be frankly honest. Yeah. So look, we're bringing it in. But yeah, the text is there as well. And then emojis, etc.
Mm-hmm. What other tools are y'all working on?
Where we are kind of looking at is trying a bit smarter around helping you decide when to use this. So it's not so much. But the video part is kind of done. It's a question of, imagine you have 10 leads a day. And let's say you're very busy and you've got time to maybe do five, which are the five that you should do? So can we look at the data from your CRM and say, hey, look, you know, we suggest that these five are more likely to be customers, therefore spend the time there. Maybe for the other five, just send that, you know, a less personal video where you can say, hey, it's Tuesday, you know, I saw you came in an hour ago and don't mention their name. So you can kind of spread that out. That's kind of where we get into is, again, a bit of the science around it. I mean, even there's some very basic rules such as, you know, if you do have global leads coming in, then, you know, if someone's asleep, don't send a video then. Wait, you know, until they're awake. You know, if you have, you know, if you're a B2B company and you're getting a Gmail sign up versus a business sign up, obviously focus on the business first of all. So we're starting to just slowly bring in more rules, more smarts around, again, making better use of your time. That's really what this is about.
So can you record the video and then schedule it? Like if you know that they're in a completely different time zone, like for example, you're in Australia, if someone's in a completely different time zone, like that extreme, could you go ahead and record it at a time that's good for you and then schedule it to not go out until they're going to be awake?
Yeah. So this is part of this project just to make sure things are delivered at the best time. Again, we found like looking at, you know, a few million videos, we found that basically between 1 hour and 4 hours is your best response time. I think the reason that it's actually the base is actually like over 1 hour, I think it's because a lot of people, when they come into lead forms or into funnels, you might already have a drip email campaign that goes out at that stage. So if you might have, so a lot of people have an automated email that goes out regardless. Obviously, you don't want to send a video and that at the same time because there's less chance of them both being open. So you want to wait a bit and then send it. And there's also a little surprise when you go, oh, I saw you sign up an hour ago. Yeah. So again, just start to help automate some of this to get better and better results.
Can you tell us a little bit about the difference between the plans? Because I know there's a free plan and that's up to 50 videos. And then the next one starts at 15 a month. But other than the number of videos you can do, are there any other differences in the plans?
Yeah, so the free is pretty good, yeah. So 50 videos. We also have, I mentioned, a screen recorder, and you can do videos and save them. That's unlimited for everyone. We can't release it out with the current state of the world, so go crazy. As you go up, we have what we call templates, which may or may not be of value to you. So I mentioned the idea of having different call to actions for different customers. You can basically save, so you can set up, you know, different emails, different subject lines, different call to actions, different branding, and you can save that, quickly select when you go to send the video. So if you have three different types of customer, you might want to have three different templates and send out those at the end. It just makes it a lot faster. Those, you get more templates as the plans go up. There's branding options that come into that. We have features around teams. If you do have a team, such as like campaigns tools, so different teams can work in different areas. We have more automation. So if you want to do more and more parts of the funnel and more triggers, you can add more of those. Yeah, so generally, if you're a solopreneur, start at the bottom. If you're a larger team, then the higher plans are kind of driven towards you. That's generally how it works.
Yeah, and you also have a 14-day free trial. Is that correct?
Yeah, so 14 days, go crazy. There's no credit card, none of that rubbish. Just try it out. See if it works. Like here's the thing. Yeah, like see if it works for you. Like anything, give it half an hour of time. Test it out. If it works, you know. Send some leads, see how it goes. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, that's fine. You've tested it, you know now. You will receive a video from one of our team if you sign up. I can't say where, one of us in some country. So you'll get to experience it firsthand, which I think helps to show how it works as well.
Well, cool. Well, I appreciate your time today. And is there anything that you wanted to go over that I hadn't asked about?
I'll say one thing. We have a bit of an ethos here, which I think is great to kind of like just do business by, which is automate processes, but never relationships. So I think if you're like, as you're building businesses, automation is awesome. We use it loads, but we use it to do the things that we as humans can't do, to free us up so that we can spend more time on customers, because that's the stuff that seems to work and convert, especially right now. So if you take one thing away, you don't need to go and try Bonjour, but take away that and spend more time with customers.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, if anyone wants to find out more, you can go to bonjour.com. That's BONJORO. And then I will have show notes at thesarahstjohn.com/bonjour. Well, I appreciate your time today.
No worries, Sarah. Thank you for having me.